Hey there, awesome listeners. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Now, let's be real. Who here hasn't felt that knot in their stomach, that racing heartbeat, or that overwhelming sense of just being overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. We're living in a world that's constantly demanding our attention, bombarding us with information and pressures from every direction. It's no wonder so many of us are feeling the squeeze when it comes to anxiety and stress. But guess what? This isn't about ignoring those feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning how to manage them, to tap out of that overstimulation cycle, and reclaim our mental well-being. So buckle up, because we're diving into some serious strategies for taming the anxiety monster and reclaiming your inner peace. First things first, let's talk about awareness. Ever noticed how sometimes you don't even realize you're stressed until it hits you like a ton of bricks? Yeah, me too. That's why paying attention to your body is crucial. What are those physical cues telling you? A clenched jaw? A pounding heart? Maybe that feeling of butterflies in your stomach? Those are all red flags. Once you recognize them, you can start to address the root cause. Next up, we need to talk about boundaries. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and take over, right? It's the same with your mental space. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you. Unfollow social media accounts that trigger negativity, and prioritize activities that truly nourish your soul. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Now, let's talk about something I preach all the time. Movement. Getting your body moving is a game-changer for stress management. It doesn't have to be anything intense. A brisk walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, even just stretching can do wonders. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help combat stress and anxiety. Plus, it's a fantastic way to clear your head and reconnect with yourself. Speaking of reconnecting, don't underestimate the power of mindfulness. Ever notice how sometimes your mind races a mile a minute? Take a moment to focus on your breath, feel the sensations in your body, and be present in this exact moment. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there that can help you cultivate mindfulness. Think of it as training your brain to find calm amidst the chaos. Finally, let's talk about sleep. I know, easier said than done, right? But getting enough quality sleep is absolutely crucial for managing stress and anxiety. It allows your body and mind to recharge and reset. Try establishing a consistent bedtime routine, create a relaxing sleep environment, and avoid screen time before bed. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your boss is breathing down your neck. You start feeling that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to tap out of everything. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, reminding yourself of those boundaries you set, visualizing that calm space you created for yourself. You decide to prioritize a quick walk outside, letting nature soothe your senses. When you return, you're feeling refreshed and re-energized, ready to tackle the rest of the day with renewed focus. That, my friends, is the power of tapping out of overstimulation. Remember, managing anxiety and stress isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. Take these insights, experiment with what works for you, and keep showing up for yourself. You deserve to feel calm, centered, and in control of your mental well-being. So go out there, rock your day, and remember, we're all in this together. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little nudge in the right direction. Leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks, so let's keep the good vibes flowing. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.